నిర్విశేషశూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే వంచాకల్పతరువ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధువ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. థ్యాంక్ యూ సార్. సో దిస్ మార్నింగ్ వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 7 చాప్టర్ 5. ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్ట్స్ ద డీమన్ బాయ్స్. Text number 55. అథ తాన్ శ్లక్ష్ణయా వాచ ప్రత్యాహూయ మహాబుధః ఉవాచ విద్వాన్ తన్నిష్టాం కృపయా ప్రహసన్ ఇవ. అథ తాన్ శ్లక్ష్ణయా వాచ ప్రత్యాహూయ మహాబుధః ఉవాచ విద్వాన్ తన్నిష్టాం కృపయా ప్రహసన్నివ. అథ తాన్ శ్లక్ష్ణయా వాచ ప్రత్యాహూయ మహాబుధః ఉవాచ విద్వాన్ తన్నిష్టాం కృపయా ప్రహసన్నివ. ప్లీజ్ చాంట్. అథ తాన్ శ్లక్ష్ణయా వాచ ప్రత్యాహూయ మహాబుధః ఉవాచ విద్వాన్ తన్నిష్టాం కృపయా ప్రహసన్నివ. అథ తాన్ శ్లక్ష్ణయా వాచ ప్రత్యాహూయ మహాబుధః మదజీ. అథ తాన్ శ్లక్ష్ణయా వాచ ప్రత్యాహూయ మహాబుధః ఉవాచ విద్వాన్ సన్నిష్టాం కృపయా ప్రహసన్నివ. అథ తాన్ శ్లక్ష్ణయా వాచ ప్రత్యాహూయ మహాబుధః ఉవాచ కృపయా ప్రహసన్నివ. Okay, so what meaning? Atha, then, Tan, the class friends, Slakshnaya, with very pleasing, Vacha, speech, Pratyahuya, addressing, Mahabuddha, Prahlad Maharaj, who was highly learned and advanced in spiritual consciousness. Maha means great, and Buddha means learned. Uvacha said, Vidwan, very learned. Tannishtham, the path of God realization. Kripaya, being merciful. Prahasan, smiling. Eva, like. Now the translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Prahlad Maharaj, who was truly the supreme learned person, then addressed his class friends in very sweet language. Smiling, he began to teach them about the uselessness of the materialistic way of life. Being very kind to them, he instructed them as follows. Please repeat. Prahlad Maharaj, who was truly the supreme learned person, then addressed his class friends in very sweet language. Smiling, he began to teach them about the uselessness of the materialistic way of life. Being very kind to them, he instructed them as follows. The instruction will be coming in the next chapter. Tomorrow we'll complete the chapter. Now the purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Prahlad Maharaja's smiling is very significant. The other students were very much advanced in enjoying materialistic life through religion, economic development, and sense gratification. But Prahlad Maharaj laughed at them, knowing that this was not actual happiness. For real happiness is advancement in Krishna consciousness. The duty of those who follow in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj is to teach the entire world how to be Krishna conscious and thus be really happy. Materialistic persons take to so-called religion and get some blessings so that they can improve their economic position and enjoy the material world through sense gratification. But devotees like Prahlad Maharaj laugh at how foolish they are to be busy in a temporary life without knowledge of the soul's transmigration from one body to another. Materialistic persons are engaged in striving for temporary benefit, whereas persons advanced in spiritual knowledge such as Prahlad Maharaj are not interested in the materialistic way of life. Instead, they want to be elevated to an eternal life of knowledge and bliss. Therefore, as Krishna is always compassionate to the fallen souls, His servants, the devotees of Lord Krishna, are also interested in educating the entire populace in Krishna consciousness. The mystic of the materialistic life is understood by devotees of Lord Krishna. And therefore they smile upon it, considering it insignificant. Out of compassion, however, such devotees preach the gospel of Bhagavad Gita all over the world. Hare Krishna. What is gospel of Bhagavad Gita? Okay. Thank you. So, Srila Prabhupada starts the purport with a sentence saying that Prahlad Maharaj is smiling and is very significant. Prahlad Maharaj was invited in the assembly of Daitya Putras, the sons of the demons. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur comments on the first word, Atha. Why Atha? It's not the beginning of chapter or anything. Why Atha? He says Atha means, since he was invited to speak, or he was invited to play, I guess. So Prahlad Maharaj came to their assembly. So once he arrives there, then he addressed them, "My dear boys, my dear friends," and so on. We'll be hearing in the next chapter how he addressed them. Slakshanaya vacha. The word slakshana vach in Sanskrit means kind speaker or kind words, one who can speak with a kind word or very smooth words without making any without chastising anybody. As Srila Prabhupada would always say, "You rascals and fools." Yeah. Of course, Prabhupada said, "You cannot say that. I can say that. You cannot say it." Right? So one who is preaching, trying to convince someone, he has to use proper words, nice words, kind words, smooth words. Lord Krishna describes the austerity of penance of the words in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 17. Anudvega karam vakyam satyam priyahitam chayat swadhyaya vyasanam chaiva vangmayam tapa uchyate. Anudvega karam vakyam. The austerity of the words, there is austerity of body, there is austerity of mind, and there is austerity of words. So Krishna describes here the words, the penance of words is to speak in such a way that the hearers, the audience, or the other person does not get agitated, does not get upset, or doesn't turn himself off, doesn't go away from your speech. So Niti Sastra says, "Satyam bruyat, priyam bruyat." Right? Satyam bruyat. Once you speak the truth, but in pleasant way. Yeah, Prahlad Maharaj is trying to present. He is presenting the real way of life. We'll hear in next chapter the old instruction by Prahlad Maharaj. And so here, Sukadeva Goswami of the Narada Muni describing, it's wonderful that Narada Muni is glorifying, he's describing his own disciple. We always try to glorify our spiritual master, right? We glorify spiritual master. We glorify Srila Prabhupada and predecessor Acharyas. Just Narada Muni to glorifying his own disciple. It's great. Narada Muni is telling the whole story of his disciple, Prahlad Maharaj. So he's saying he started with Atha and he says, Slakshanaya Vacha. With very pleasing, sweet words he was addressing. He addressed the Daitya Putras. Because he has training. So anudvega karam vakyam satyam priya hitam chayat. Lord Krishna describes the penance of words is speaking pleasantly, there is one niti statement which says if you ever have to speak kindly and pleasantly, otherwise better not to speak. If you ever have to speak kindly, because by speaking kindly and by speaking sweetly, in the cuckoo word becomes dear to everyone. The cuckoo word, yes, the comparison is between the crow and cuckoo. Crow is black, right? Crow is black, cuckoo is also black. Have you seen cuckoo? Cuckoo? The cuckoo bird is black or the crow is black? We know about the crow, right? The crow is nasty word, filthy word, always goes to in the trash can and trying to find something good out of it. And always, we don't like to hear, nobody likes to hear the words, you know, the crowing of the crow, right? Crowling of the crow. But the cuckoo, when cuckoo is making sound, everybody likes to hear because it's so pleasing. Priya vakya pradanena sarve tushyanti jantavah. If you speak kindly and sweetly, people are pleased and they listen to you. Tasmat tadeva vaktavyam vachane ka daridrata. Therefore, one should speak like this. One should speak with slakshnaya vacha, with kind and sweet words, pleasant words. Why to be miser in speaking? Why to be miser in words? We got few days of living here, few years of life. Why not speak nicely to people? Why not greet everyone? Hare Krishna Prabhu, welcome to the holy dham, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace. Is it your first time visit? Where are you staying? Nice words. People will be so kind, I mean so happy to come again and again. Wow. Devotees in Mayapur, they're so nice, so nicely they greet. We'd like to visit there again and they will bring more people. Why to be miser in our words? Somebody is coming, we go this way. Better not to say Hare Krishna. Vachane kha daridrata. Why to be miser in words, in speaking nice words? Of course, Srila Prabhupada said, as Acharya, I have to speak harsh words to you to train you up. Otherwise, you may not listen. It's the duty of Acharya to speak the truth in hard ways so that the disciple understands. But in general, one should speak pleasantly. Mahabuddha. So Prahlad Maharaj was trained up by his spiritual master, so therefore he is greatly learned. Mahabuddha. Maha means great. Buddha means learned. And Vidwan. Vidwan means he knows the science of devotional service. So he's addressing there. Tannishtham. Tannishtham. So Prahlad Maharaj, here Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains that Tannishtham means what? Tannishtha means the addiction, you know, the demons, attraction. You know, demons are attracted in dharma, artha, kama, and so-called religion and making money, economic development and sense gratification. So he's trying to preach them, to show the real way of life. Kripaya. How he does it? Being compassionate. because this the way of life what they are trained up is not the way of life, is not real, because this adanta gobhir visatam tamandham, they will not be able to control their senses, simply gratifying their senses the whole life, they will go to hell. So Prahlad Maharaj being compassionate, these fellows are my friends, we are in the same gurukul, so I should try to elevate them. Kripaya, being compassionate, and with smile, with great smile, Prahlad Maharaj speaks. Of course, Srila Prabhupada translates, Tan Nishtha means the science of spiritual consciousness. Tan Nishtha, the path of God realization. When you instruct someone, you have to in pleasing mood. You know, if you instruct someone in angry mood, the person may not be so serious to take your instruction, because you are already out of control. When Lord Krishna starts instructing, what he does? He smiles. Krishna is always smiling. But when you start to speak to Arjuna, he smiles. Prahasanniva. Prahasanniva Bharata. So this Sanda and Amarka, they have tried Prahlad Maharaj to teach their own ways, their own curriculum of the demoniac education. Dharma Artha Kama. In the previous shloka it says, dharmam artham cha kamam cha nitaram chanu purvashah. As they supposed to be trained in dharma or asura dharma. You know, asura also have some dharma, right? The asura also have some dharma. And artha, how to make money, how to raise funds, and kama, how to enjoy. And not the moksha. Moksha is not included here. But also by saying kama, moksha is included, because moksha kama. Yeah? Once you finish with the kama, then you may think of moksha. As Prabhu has explained the other day, very nicely, how dharma, artha, kama and moksha in our life, you know. I see a little slightly different though. I grew up in the village. In the village, people are not so much into making money. I would say, I don't know how it's now. In those days when I was growing up, you know, every farmer has a big piece of land, and they grow grains more than enough. Most of the people have more than enough. And so extra grain they are keeping. Whenever there is a need of money, they sell the extra grain, and you'll have money. Such as, there are a few festivities during the year, throughout the year. So, to celebrate those festivities, you need some money, you need new clothes for the family, and maybe something nice to eat. So you sell extra grain and get the money, and buy what you need. So there is never that, oh, I need this much money and this much money. They are not hankered for, you know, they were not hankering for money. So it goes on. It's a way of life. We have land, we're working, we have enough grain, we have enough, you know, cows to have milk. And so there is nothing like that. I had to make this much more money this year and that much more money for the other year, you know. They don't think of that way. I mean, at least I understood that way. But they don't really strive to make money. They make their grains every year. This much grain has to be there, otherwise we will not survive. This much grain has to be there, or this much. So that much grain is there, more or less, you know, some year, some day, you know, some year is more, some year maybe less. It depends on the weather. It's too much rain, too much drought. That depends on that. But if they have enough grain, they don't worry. Rest time you spend in thinking of Krishna. Some satsanga going on, some kirtan going on. You know, every week there is kirtan in the village. So they spend time like that. Prabhupada used to say, even now in Bengal, people, every evening they sit and do some Krishna katha. Right? I have seen this in the village. And my uncle used to organize Akhanda Hari Kirtan time to time, you know, maybe twice a year or three times a year, maybe four times a year in different villages. Akhanda Hari Kirtan. That means chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Of course, they chanted from starting with the Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. That's what they do. And what they have is like a mandap, arena, the sacrificial arena, or you can say kirtan arena. And in the center of the arena, you have deities or picture of Radha Krishna, and you worship, or shalagram. One person as a pujari is being there all the time worshipping them because devotees are coming, the villagers are coming, bringing something. Always something, some people bring always something. Some bring some rice, some dal, some little milk, sugar, something, yogurt. Always something come. So the pujari is sitting there and offering. And then kirtan going on around, parikrama, all the time, 24 hours. And they have different groups. Every group go for 2 hours. 2 hours. Maybe 10, 15 people for 2 hours. And they go around and around all the time without sitting. If you sit, then you fall asleep. Walking for 2 hours. Parikrama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kirtan goes on. They were not ISKCON devotees, but it was going on. I didn't know it was. But it was going on. So they have time because they don't spend all their time to make money. They grow grains. By the mercy of the Lord, everything Bhumidevi provides, you store that. It's enough for 1 year. Next year we'll make again. So I would say it's ideal life if somebody is aware that goal of life is to go home back to Godhead. Then you have time to chant Hare Krishna and do some Krishna Katha. So Prahlad Maharaj is seeing this dharma, artha, kama, what they are trained up in is not good for them. And because they are trained up as Asura Dharma. Asura Dharma is, of course, the real Kshatriya Dharma. Srila Prabhupada explains in Bhagavad Gita chapter 2. What he says? Kshatriyo hi prajarakshan shastrapani hi pradandayan nirjitya parashanyadi kshitim dharmena palayet. This is Kshatriya Dharma. Kshatriya should have the feeling of protecting others. You know, this is his duty. Protecting citizen means what? Nobody should get hurt. Nobody should be hurt by others. Praja Rakshan, he is protecting. Prabhupada defines the word Kshatriya means what? Kshatriya means Kshataha Trayate iti Kshatriya. Kshat means the wounds. Somebody hurts you, you get wounds. You get bleeding. So, the Kshatriya who protects the citizen from getting hurt from others is Kshatriya. So, he protects the citizens and also to the he punishes the rogues and thieves with different kind of punishment. And then to increase his kingdom, he goes around and fights with others, subordinates. Nirjitya parasainyadi kshitim dharmena palayati. In this way, conquering other kings, the king should protect the citizen, the kingdom, following the rules and regulations of dharma. That is mentioned for them, for kshatriya. But the asura dharma is different than this. Asura dharma is, Krishna explains, Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita chapter 16. Pravrittim cha nivrittim cha janana vidura asura na saucham na pichacharo na satyam tesu vidyate. The asuras, they don't know what to do, what not to do. Pravrittim, nivrittim, na saucham, they don't have the purity. What is cleanliness, they don't know. And what is the good conduct, they don't know. They could behave anyhow. Because they are asuras, or rakshas. Na satyam, they are not truthful. And they say, asatyam apratishtam te jagat ahu anishwaram. This world has no God, you know, because I am God. The asuras think they are God. Hiranyakashipu say, I am God. No other God need to be worshipped. Asatyam is all, there is no truth. Apratishtam, this world has no fundamental establishment, nothing. Anishwaram, Jagat, Ahu, Anishwaram, there is no God to create this world. Because I am God. I do all these things. Ahankara bimudhatma kartaham. I am the doer. Kartaham iti manyate. He thinks I am the doer, nothing, nobody else. There is no God. And then the mentality is, I get this much, and I'll get that much more. Idam adya maya labdham. Today I got this much, and tomorrow I will get this much more. Idam asti, idam apime bhavishyati punardhanam. I mean, I will have this much, and I will have that much, and I have so much money, so much wealth. And I have killed this enemy. Asau maya hata satru anishche cha pranapi. The other guys also, I will kill them one day, very soon. Ishwaroham, because I am the controller, and I am the controller. I am the Ishwar, I am God, you know. Aham bhogi, and I am an enjoyer. I am the enjoyer. Siddhoham, I am perfect. You don't need to teach me. I am already perfect. And I am so powerful. Siddhoham, Balavan, Sukhi. I am so happy. That's asura dharma. But devotee dharma is devotee's dharma is what? Jivir Sarupai Krishna Nityadas. Every living entity is the Nitya Das of Lord Krishna. So therefore our duty is to serve the Lord without any motives, without any fruitive results. Anyam vilasita sunyam jnana karma dhyanavritam anukulyena krishna anushilanam anukulyena. As the Lord will be pleased, we should serve Him that way. Not that anyhow you serve, you know. Anyhow you serve and Krishna will be pleased. No. Krishna is pleased when we do in anukul way. Anukul means favorable. Kul. In Sanskrit, kula, kulya. The kula means the little river, the stream. You know, it always flows in one way. doesn't go the other way. I have seen in Guyana, there was a river. At daytime it would flow this way, and nighttime it would flow this way. Of course, it was the effect of the ocean. It was the river was going through from the ocean. The daytime, nighttime it grows. Nighttime it grows and it goes this way, and daytime it decreases and it goes this way. But anukulyena Krishna Shira Namvata, we should serve Krishna in favorable way. Favorable way as the Lord pleases. Krishna demands, you surrender unto me, I'll free you from everything. Then what you have to do, what is our duty once we surrender? Mandmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. You become my devotee. You think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your respect to me. So by doing that, what's the result? What's the result of doing this? Mam eva issesi. You will come to me. Are you sure I will go to you? Satyam te, Krishna says. Krishna promised here. Satyam, this is true. There's no doubt. Pratijane priyosime. I promise that because you are very dear to me. He spoke to Arjun, but that applies to us too. That applies to us. So, so this this kind of to remain in devotee dharma, you know, as bhakta dharma, not asura dharma. There was too much of instruction about asura dharma. So Prahlad Maharaj now is instructing. So we need somebody to instruct. We need somebody to instruct us what is our dharma, what is real happiness, how to invoke the grace of the Lord. Radhanath Maharaj spoke one time, and he said essentially that humility attracts the mercy of the Lord. And another place he said, gratitude attracts the mercy of Lord. This is humility and gratitude. If we have humility and gratitude, humility means that I'm not Ishwar, I'm not great, I'm not this and that, I am simply Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayo Dasa Dasa Anudasa. I am simply a das, I am servant and servant of servant of servant of the Lord. And Trinadapi Sunichena, all that. And gratitude is that since the Lord has given me this such a wonderful life, the human form of life, the human form of life should be utilized in the service of Krishna. Of course, many of our brahmacharis, many of us are grihasthas, so to maintain the status of life, we have to do something. So even that has to be done, should be done, could be done in Krishna consciousness. So there are course and conducts as a devotee progresses. He gets to know how to progress in the life, in devotional life, in Krishna consciousness. I was just remembering something. When Sukadev Goswami arrived in the assembly of Parikshit Maharaj, while Parikshit Maharaj left his kingdom and sat with other rishis, so that time Sukadev Goswami arrives. So Parikshit Maharaj With the same style, Shlakshnaya Vacha, Parikshit Maharaj has glorified Sukadeva Goswami. And he condemns himself. Of course, it was his humility. It was his humility. Even the great personalities, sometimes they speak that I am very low. Like Yudhishthira Maharaj also in 7th canto, later on you will see in 16th chapter, he inquires from Narada Muni, please instruct me give me some instruction, because I am so fallen. Madrisho griha moodadhi, he says. Griha moodadhi, my intelligence is deluded because of being in Grihamedhi lifestyle. So he is not Grihamedhi, he is a Mahabhagavat. Here Parikshit Maharaj says, Aho adyavayam brahman satishitpya kshatra bandhava kripaya tithi rupena bhavad vistirta kakrita. My great fortune, my dear Gurudev, you have come to me, to this assembly. Satsevya kshatra bandhava, you know, I am kshatra bandhu. I'm not a real kshatriya. I'm just following kshatriya who offended a brahmana. But you have so gratefully, mercifully came to deliver me. So the humility and gratitude, if we develop this idea, I mean these qualities of humilities, is of course, I guess it's more, I don't know, it depends on time, because once you become devotee, then you're supposed to have all good qualities. Sarvai gunesh yasya asti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana sarvai gunesh tatra samasate sura. So when we become devotees, at least we are trying to become devotee. Srila Prabhupada says, I'm not devotee, I'm trying to become devotee. So we are trying. So once we develop this akinchana bhakti, then all the good qualities of demigods and good qualities of Lord Krishna, all this will reside in our body, in our personality. So to get all those qualities, we must have akinchana bhakti. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana. Akinchana. Sarve gunesh tatra samasate sura. We will achieve those qualities once we will have akinchana bhakti. So we are working on it. So I will stop here because time is going really fast. Any question and comments, please? No question, no comments today. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.